All right, it's the rundown. It's
Tommy Cam over here is cracking me up.
April 24th.
Yeah, cool enough.
No.
3rd?
22nd?
22nd, all
right. 22nd. It's brought to you by NASCAR. Going Talladega this weekend.
Davey Dega.
Barstool did Daytona. I'm actually very excited about this. When we did Daytona, everyone said we had to go to Talladega. Frankie's not going with me because I let him out of it. Nice guy, because I know he wants to go to the Islanders. So Gaz will be going with me.
Old school. Whoa.
So vintage Gaz. I'm like, hey, Frankie's got at least 1 to 2 home Islander games, so I'm going to let him go and make content with that. So you got to come with me to Talladega. He's like, okay. He's like, I just got to tell my buddies because I'm going to hang out. Like 20 minutes later, he's like, do I really have to go? Don't we have enough cameramen going? I'm like, who's going to be my cameraman? He's like some guy I've never heard of. It's like, no, Paul,
no, that's not how it works today.
Probably you should be like doing, not to mention we have me, Kate, and Caleb, so I don't know if he thinks we're all together. It was a wild move by
Gaz. What's going on? Like Bruins or something? Like what's Gaz's angle? He doesn't want to go.
He's just his buddies that want to hang out.
He got body bagged by Daniela.
I heard that. Anyways, I am very excited. Barstool did Daytona. We're about to, I don't know if I have to read this, but I guess I will. Barstool did Daytona. We're about to go to Dega. Join Barstool Sports for the Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway this Sunday, April 28th. We'll be there, myself. I just said I know Caleb will be there. Kate's going to be there down on the infield all weekend to experience the big one on the boulevard ourselves. I've heard about this. What's happening?
I'm just watching Daniela body bag. Oh,
so they have this huge parade. And I guess it's wild. Everyone said this is the craziest thing I'm ever going to go to, so I'm very excited. Get the Barstool ticket package, which includes weekend access to the infield, a ticket to the race, happy hour with Barstool before the race, Barstool merch. Get it at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com/Barstool. If you can't make it, tune in Sunday at 2 p.m. on Fox. So I actually am very excited. I love the last NASCAR event, and this one supposedly is like kind of the granddaddy of them all, not to steal a Keith Jackson, but Davey Dega.
Nelly.
Yeah, no, very excited. All right, we got NBA playoffs. We got NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. I'd say the only series that's kind of had some intrigue is the Sixers and Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. The Spurs and Nuggets are tied.
Yeah, but uninteresting games to a degree. Right. I've been on the wrong side
Have you
of that.
Seen how the spread hasn't mattered basically
I have.
Every game?
I have. It's wild.
Revenge of the spread not
mattering.
Yeah,
the revenge of the spread not mattering big time. Yeah, that's been crazy. Embiid, I mean, as much as I hate the Sixers, he's hilarious when he just called Jared Dudley a nobody.
When Jared Dudley got in your face in the third quarter, what did you make of the whole incident?
I mean, first of all, he's a nobody, so, and when, you know, opponents trying to do stuff like that, that's just to get us out of the game.
Jared Dudley is putting on a fucking
I actually think if Jared Dudley did not get kicked out, Brooklyn wins that game.
Oh, see, I thought that Jared Dudley going crazy there woke them up.
Woke who up?
The Sixers. The Sixers were kind of sleepwalking. That happens, and they put there. they kind of stepped on it.
We kind of have the same take.
So you're saying that if, you're saying if he doesn't do any of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I agree with that.
I think everything.
Once he gets kicked out, I don't think it matters that he got kicked out. No. I think the act woke.
I think both. I think if he didn't get kicked out, and if he didn't do the act, if he did none of it. I think he could have done it and not get kicked out, and Brooklyn still would have won. He was just like they needed that thing. By the way, I had Brooklyn money line, Brooklyn everything.
Because you covered Brooklyn.
No.
Oh wait, yeah, no.
They lost by half a point. That's the only point they weren't covering the whole game.
Yes.
And Marty came in. I knew Marty. He's like 600
bets. Yeah, I got something to say about Marty.
I looked at everything
in
that game.
Yeah. Uh-oh,
said,
Marty.
Idiots have taken the Sixers.
I got something to say about Marty.
Me too. I told him to stop talking to me.
This
happens like every 3 weeks.
He slid up to me today and he goes, "Did you hear?" And I was like, "What?" He's like, "I'm on a 25-4 run." Mm. No, like, why the fuck would I hear?
Because he's telling everybody to listen. He's going awake. It's like, I don't say it's like, I'm glad.
Like it was like the biggest news in the world. Like,
I saw your tweet that was like, the newspaper should be writing about this.
They honestly should. I haven't lost.
Yeah, well, you're being like a knucklehead. Like, that Sixers pick, I saw
that's a knucklehead pick.
I saw you talk about that pick. You're like, don't overthink it. The Sixers are the bad team, so just go. They had no business covering that game.
Knucklehead pick.
It was a knucklehead pick.
But it won.
They literally were only covering until that for 4 seconds.
There's
of that game.
A difference. Like what? what you're experiencing right now is just incredible luck, which everyone gets at every now and then. It's not like you're picking great games.
No, that was a knucklehead pick. I was on the right side. I was on the right side.
That's a great pick.
If anything, you should be not talking
the
about
who?
It because you're getting the gambling gods are shining on you right now.
It was a great pick.
That was all. I had the Blazers. That's the only thing I won, so it couldn't have been that great. the one thing I will say in Brooklyn, I don't know. It was a subtle thing. I don't know why Brooklyn called timeout before they threw the ball away. Like, after the guy hit the corner three on Philadelphia, you had plenty of time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an easy inbound pass.
And then Kevin Harlan's call was unbelievable. Chamber of torture.
Jared Allen was in a unbelievable chamber of torture inside. He could not get rid of the ball.
Oh, no, he is in a straitjacket right here. Look at all the white coats around Jared Allen. That's three white jerseys, and he is just absolutely
He was in the chamber. It's just really tough when you had the guy from Michigan. LeVert was on fire, and he got the other kid who's awesome with the dreads. What's his face?
Russell, yeah. That hair has got to be some of the worst hair ever for a fuck.
You don't let either of them get a shot off like in three of the last four possessions.
The other one is the Warriors being like, I like how everyone's like, Clippers.
That the spread did matter in that game.
The spread, that was the first time in like 25
and
games.
I took Golden State just because of that stat.
Oh, no.
Just because of the spreads not mattering. No. They lost by like one.
Oh, no.
I had the Golden Knights. They lost in overtime at double money last night. Only thing it was Bruins Celtics.
So just to reconfirm the idea that you're out.
I'm out now.
Oh, okay.
Because I have no money left. I'm 1,000% out. And then, of course, one of the sales fucking scumbags comes sliding in my office. Yeah, this is going to be sponsored later in the show by PointsBet. So get me to keep talking about that gambling.
It's just your money, no big deal.
Yeah, just going broke, making millions, but I'm losing millions.
It's not funny.
I do
How
think.
How are you going to put up $1 million for Clay Travis, man?
I do think. I don't even know. I don't want to get. He said the winner gets five too.
Yeah.
I don't know
where
that comes
that's
from.
Nice.
You each guaranteed $1 million. The winner gets
five.
Sounds
like a good deal.
That's a lot of fucking money,
like,
man.
More than like Mayweather McGregor. It's like I don't know where he's coming up with his money. Well, he is worth hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
So maybe himself.
200 million.
I do say this. I'm going to say this now. I think the Rockets are going to win the title.
Ooh. You've been on that.
I think the Rockets. Are
you've
win
been
the
on
title.
That. The only problem is.
The Rockets are going to eventually be pull a Rockets. Right?
That game like 7 is going to be in Golden State.
I'll change it if the Celtics get there. I'll say there. But I think, let me say this. I think the Rockets are going to be Golden State. I'll say that. NHL playoffs, game 7 coming up for the Bruins and the Leafs. It's crazy. The Bruins have beaten the Leafs in a game 7. Three of the last four times the Leafs have been in the playoffs. Leafs haven't won like a series. 17 years or something. I'm fully engaged.
You know what's what I love right now is Leafs fans don't realize what you have done to them because you are in a true win-win. And if the Bruins win, you get to dance on their graves. And if the Bruins lose, you're going to be like on to the next.
I don't care. Yeah.
And they're going to sit there trying to poke you, and you're going to already have moved on.
How are fan bases still
falling
never. For
that's
any of these?
It's crazy.
But certainly the hockey.
Like
ones.
the whole reason to get into that is the satisfaction. If the Bruins lose, Leafs fans like we'll get the satisfaction that Dave will lose.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I'm going.
You
to
will
game,
tweet
I'm,
right away, being like,
just like I did last year. I'm going to Game 7. I got locker room access, so I will be in the. I'll be in the room with the boys.
Tuukka, everyone always talks pucks on net, pucks on net, pucks on net, pucks on net. As a goalie, you shut them down third. Like you're the opposite. So what goes through your mind when everyone's like pucks on net as the goalie?
Well, you hope you see them, and there's no tips. I mean, they shot a couple, I saw them, and I got my blocker on one and whatever. But, you know, when there's a lot of traffic and sticks flying across your face, it becomes tougher. So we just hope that you can see them and somebody either blocks it or you can just get a good look at it.
Great job. Congrats.
Thanks, bud.
you'll be on to the next.
When is Game 7?
Tomorrow night.
You will be like, I'm on to Talladega.
Like, no, they'll be like,
I'm going to Dega. I'm on the NASCAR.
Just so you know, Dave will say, if when you win as many titles as me, you can't be in it every year. You can just try. Like, the boys gave it their all. I'm on to the next.
You should see the semantics of these Leaf fans. I keep saying they haven't won a playoff series this century. Like, actually, we have, like, in 2002 or something. It's like,
well, that is this century.
Yeah. They also, I did get very sick. Like, so they were chirping me when
I
was fucking
you.
Sick. I'm not here. Classless is right. Have we gotten a and I'm only watching this because I'm betting everything, but have we had a verdict on what Dougie Hamilton did against the Caps when he refused to go into the corner?
It goes by Ovechkin, and it comes all the way back down.
Carolina thought it was icing.
They sure did. Ovechkin gets it, a chance. They score! Brett Conley, 3-0, Washington.
And Ovi, I saw Nate blog it. Dougie Hamilton for Carolina went into, he was clearly could have touched the puck, gotten the puck, and he backed away from it. And it looked like he backed away from it because he thought Ovechkin was going to fucking deck him. And then Ovechkin just took it and like passed it for a one-timer goal. It was the weirdest play I've seen in the NHL. Have they said, has he commented on what he was doing, Nate? If you see this play, it's unbelievable.
It was a pure business decision on his point.
Ovechkin beat up a 19-year-old. You got to be scared after that.
But I mean, if you see this play, put this.
He literally just put
Cam Newton.
It was unbelievable and led to a direct goal. It was quite stunning. I do think Carolina is going to win game six.
Yeah, that's another one you've been on. Carolina winning that series.
They looked horrible the other night. Yeah. Horrible.
I bet on them because you gave me that extra.
I did too.
You giving me a contact confidence about this.
Did you watch this?
Yeah, that's tough.
I don't know why.
He just stops.
I don't know why I let you do that to me.
That's tough.
But you've been walking around being like, the Hurricanes are going to win that series. I looked at it and I was like, ooh.
Trust me, I lose every overtime game. You know what game I had? You know, talk about one of the toughest games. Can this be our rundown gambling segment?
Yeah,
brought to you by PointsBet?
Yes.
New Jersey's premium sportsbook. Sign up with the code Barstool. Get your first two bets guaranteed up to $500 each. One for fixed betting and one for a points betting wager. NFL draft odds boost. You can get Kyler Murray as the first pick in the draft for plus 100. Go to pointsbet.com. Use promo code Barstool. Caleb's going to be out with... What's it? West Virginia quarterback.
Will Greer.
Will Greer. So bet on him. We'll be following him live at his party in Charlotte. So the Will Greer watch, you can bet that at PointsBet. The bet, one of the most arduous bets I've ever had. I don't know. I was losing, so I was looking. I was trying not to do baseball. I'm like, you know what? The Astros lost to the fucking Rangers. There's no way they're going to lose this game.
Oh, the 10-11 game?
Money line. I had a run line. I had them like every way. They were down, I think, 11-1.
Yes.
They got all the way back to 11-10. Bases loaded. Oof. Yep. And that guy fucking struck out.
That was sucked. I saw that. That sucked.
Sucked. 11-1.
You know who probably had the Rangers? Game? That knucklehead.
What? He had the Rangers?
Probably did.
11-1 all the way back to 11-10.
That's such a tease.
And the guy McHughie's been it was 10-1 before he could blink in that game. So bet, it's fun. Katy Perry has no. Amendola versus Olivia Culpo. Oh. So Amendola had a meltdown on Instagram.
That's putting it nicely.
Yeah, Edelman with a very funny, like, just below. He's like, bro, get off. Like, delete
you need
Instagram.
That. You need friends like that.
It was very funny.
Fuck.
I wrote something on today. Yeah, he's kind of losing his mind, but he's right. The underlining theme, DJ Zed is a scrawny fuck.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter when you're in music. Like, girls are
going to
love the...
Girls love DJs.
Absolutely.
But he is a scrawny fuck.
But that Instagram post was wild.
Yeah, that was a wide. That was a ride.
And then he did like four others.
Yeah. Hey, and he's deleting it.
He did the one with Zed's dead. That one with the video where he was like flexing his abs.
That was fucked up.
And then the huge paragraph. And then the like, what I meant to say was this. It's like, I think
I'm on his team.
He's not wrong, but
DJ Z.
You also can't be like.
I know it's tough to be like.
You can't. Yeah. Olivia wants everything to be public. I'm not like that.
But the sex was awesome.
That was a nice.
What?
Throw.
By the way, if anybody didn't know that already.
Right,
like,
but
like those two are going home and having lame sex.
At the end, when he's like, "All I want is for her happiness," yeah, like I don't think so.
It does not sound that way.
You are not on that same page.
Yeah. DJ Z is like. 5'8", 150.
You're just mad that it's a scrawny fuck.
Yeah.
In the world of
well, he wrote scrawny fuck.
But
like,
if he's just Zed, then I agree with you. But it's
he's
a DJ.
He's a very famous
the
DJ.
You
could be
get
like a
behind
hipster.
That booth.
Yeah.
It's a total different.
Yeah,
it's a game
I don't like
it's
that,
not
though.
Apples to oranges.
Yeah,
it's not apples to apples.
It should be.
That's not how it works.
What are you
going
to say here?
It just should be. It should be. Danny Amendola should not be getting sweating a guy named DJ Zed who's fucking.
Why? One's an athlete, one's an entertainer.
I don't mean to pile on. We put Nate behind the booth.
If
he was a very popular DJ, Nate would be swimming in it.
Like when Robbie becomes a fucking pop punk rock star, he's got an it factor. Got an it factor too.
This is the way the world works.
When girls are dancing to your song in the club, that doesn't matter if you're jacked or not.
He can control what they listen to.
I hate it.
Yeah, well, I mean, what?
Shouldn't you? Well, I think we all should be like down with that idea.
Yeah, you should, of all people.
Like, so you can be a 5'8", 40-year-old man, and you can still crush it because you like run the internet.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm like super funny.
So he, but so his version funny. Of that is his version
Zed
of that.
Ain't funny.
But his version Zed of that is I put no, out
funny,
fucking.
But Kevin's right.
Zed, first of all, I'm twice the size of Zed.
Wait, you're both 5'8".
Kevin is right.
5'8".
Kevin is right. You are DJ Zed.
Yeah.
Now
you are the DJ Zed.
You're DJ Zed.
Yeah. Some DJs like. Calvin Harris is like a tall, good-looking guy.
Yeah, but
no problem.
Dave, you're
Zed
DJ
is a
Zed.
Geek.
You
don't go date Steve Aoki.
Do you think that if you were just a regular 42-year-old dude working in a cube, chicks would be like, "Well, he is funny."
Love that one.
but you don't think Steve Aoki fucks?
Oh, he
not Olivia
does.
Copo.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. No.
Yes.
You are.
I mean, we're not. Zed is fucking.
That's why
we're not
always losing his mind.
You are
he's
DJ
like, let's
Zed.
Get out this guy and do the superstars. That old show, the superstars.
He's more of a star than Danny Amendola
Dave,
is.
Dave, if you didn't have, if you were
not,
just working
not
in a cube,
not where it matters.
If you're working in a cube, you think chicks would be like, "Well, he's funny."
Yeah.
No.
I had
a very pretty girlfriend in the cubes.
You, Dave, you're
it's
crazy.
A fact, I did, and I had nothing. It's just this guy's fucking funny.
Zed has fucking smash hits.
Zed looks like he's in Lord of the Rings.
Dude, we've seen it before. Remember Emrata's previous boyfriend? He was disgusting.
Yeah, but
girls do weird things for guys who are super successful.
You don't go from Danny Amendola, who's like gorgeous.
You do,
and
though.
Ripped
girls do
and
weird
plays
shit
football
like that.
And has Super Bowl rings to a Lord of the Rings 5'8" guy. There's other DJs who are good looking. Calvin Harris is good looking.
That I'll give you, but that
DJ Diplo is good looking.
Girls do weird shit like that. DJ Diplo.
DJ Diplo. Good looking dude.
Remember when you said Diplo?
Thank you. Diplo is hot.
Yeah, that's fine. They probably get.
But you like, what? You don't think girls are going to be attracted to a superstar DJ?
If DJ Zed.
It's definitely like a power thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
like
it's she's trying to fame. She's using him for fame,
for
not because she likes him.
Well,
now
that's
the whole
also
point.
A problem. It's like Danny Amendola. You're not like a hotshot anymore. You're a fucking scrub. Now.
You're a Detroit Lion.
Yeah. You're not in Miami. You're not on the championship team.
Right.
You're
not the Lions there.
I'm on Amendola's time. He's a scrawny fuck, and that would piss me off too. Movement watches, MVMT.com/rundown. 15% off and free shipping and rundowns, free shipping and returns. Watches that are this nice typically cost $400 to $500. Movement starts at $95. We all love them. I don't know. That was a bad
read. You nailed it. No, you nailed the end.
Like, sorry, Movement.
We all love them.
We do love them.
Yes.
Katy Perry has a new face.
Definitely. She just bought a whole new one.
Yeah,
her
I thought her
face
old
was
one was
pretty good.
Good.
No,
yeah.
I think it's almost like a rebrand. I think she knows that nobody really likes her anymore, and she just was like, new face.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's like getting a new haircut style. Or something. If you have the money, why not get a new face?
It looks better. I mean, not that she was ugly by any means.
Do people always remember, though, that's not your real face?
I think
you're like,
over
not
time.
The real face girl.
No,
yeah,
over time.
Nobody remembers your bald spot.
But they don't see the bald spot.
That wasn't even really a shot. I'm really genuinely
No, but they don't really. You know, people, you don't think I hear that like 10 times a day?
Yeah, but you can laugh at them.
What, that you bought it?
Yeah, because I'm funny. If it didn't
no,
play.
No, because you don't have a
wait,
bald
wait,
10 spot
times
anymore.
That you hear what? You bought your, like,
yeah,
hair plugs?
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
It's like when you.
It's almost counterproductive because the front is the real.
It
and people
is weird.
Are like, the front's great. It's like, yeah, no shit.
I'll say it is weird to have the glow up after the glow up.
Yeah.
Like she's already been rich for a long time.
Yeah.
Like when you go from poor and a nobody to rich and a somebody, that's when you make the transition, not after being a somebody for a long time.
Yes. The Easter Bunny got in a fight or broke up a fight. Just very funny to watch the Easter Bunny swinging. Like that's all there is. It's just a very primal. Like I knew it was coming. I still laughed when I saw him just throwing haymakers.
I don't know if it's like a head he could have taken off, but leaving that whole get up on while you're throwing punches.
Is there something with a
mascot
suit?
I mean, you can't see shit
suit.
In there. You're just throwing.
There's this Twitter account I follow that's like mascots having a moment of silence. So it's like before a game, like the mascot's got his head down. It's like, it's just funny. It's funny to look at. You're just like, that's fucking funny.
Darren Revelle got into it with LSU Gymnastics and kind of really got bodied bad. So LSU Gymnastics came in second and put up a billboard congratulating them for coming in second. It is something I kind of think's lame for whatever reason. Ravel went in on it, and then they start digging up all these times that Ravel has like congratulated himself for basically coming in second. He has gold shoes from a marathon from like coming in last place, basically.
So I ran the Chicago Marathon on October 7th, and Nike took my shoes, and it's been a long time, so I wonder what they did with them. Oh my God, you got to be kidding me. These are my shoes with my time. Oh my God, with the course map. Oh, this is outrageous. I am not going to run in these again.
So now the problem is Ravel's very serious when he like tweets out, I had the second most read article on ESPN, I have the gold shoes. Your boy just getting killed.
Oh, he got killed. And he did the semantics thing. He's like, well, it's, I said it on Twitter. It's not a billboard. It's like, but that kind of is your billboard.
Yeah.
No, well, he's obviously being super hypocritical, but I do agree with the idea behind the billboard. So, I mean, I don't really care, but if you're going to ask my opinion, I don't think you should do a billboard.
I think college sports are
definitely
just different,
do a
though.
Billboard, yeah.
Like, I think like you celebrate Final Fours, you celebrate bowl victories.
There's a way maybe to be like, thank you, if it's a great senior class, but the billboard's lame. It's like runner-up.
But it also wasn't a billboard like in the old-fashioned sense where it's like some guy went up and painted it on. It's a fucking electronic billboard. They just pressed a button, and it was like, all right, it's up. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
I wouldn't want it on there. If I was on the runner-up, I'd be like, yeah, I don't really want that up. Right.
I just think college and pro is different. Like, pro, we make fun of the Colts thing. That's a fact. And they should be made fun of for it, especially because they won a Super Bowl.
Do you think the difference between, I'm going to put you on a sexist question. Do you think there's a difference between men and women?
Probably slightly, yeah.
Like, I don't see any, like, runner-up of
no,
national football
do
team doing
celebrate
it.
Final Four.
I think all the sport.
We've said Final Four
Final
for
Four's,
whatever reason is
yes.
different.
Yeah.
I think Frozen the fact that it's gymnastics matters, too. I don't think you're going to see this from
yeah.
a basketball,
no,
football,
definitely not.
Major sport
yeah, I could see, like, a women's basketball team doing it.
Also, this is the first
time
they've ever...
You are going to be sexist.
I'm being sexist.
A girl thing.
Well, okay. No, Final Four, but I do think a women's basketball team would be prone to do it. Now, granted, it matters, like, UConn ain't doing it.
Context matters. LSU has never been this far.
Yeah, so
and so, like, that's something that he jumps in that conversation...
Yeah. Yeah, if you're, like, a wild Cinderella story. Just
yeah,
right.
like for example, like, Loyola... Like the yeah. Sister Jean, that old bag, like her team would do it. She'd probably be on the billboard by herself, but it, like they would do it and you'd get it. It's like an upset, right. Like Butler, theoretically. So I guess context.
But Duke ain't doing it, yeah.
Either way, Ravel got bodied and then did the whole like, this is why I love Twitter, because we can all like have different opinions. It's like, bro, come on.
Yeah, you got killed. Thrones, real quick to recap. I haven't heard either of your really takes. I mean, I thought it was a wasted episode. The last two you could smush into one. I watched the whole thing, kind of kept checking back
yeah,
at the clock.
You thought the heads were going to roll.
I did. Because yeah, I didn't think they'd
did.
Have
I mean,
two
there was
slow.
A lot of that talk.
Yeah. But
before the
while I do you live tweet?
Sometimes, yeah.
See, I can't do that during Thrones. But I did kept checking the clock, being like, exactly. As it's going, it's like we're not getting
That's
the fight.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah, when you start looking, be like, we're out of time. We're
See,
not going to get
I knew,
that.
But I knew, Hank, I think, told me that episode 3 was the 40-minute fight. So I kind of figured it going in.
You last night you were saying you thought someone big was going to die.
No, I thought, no, I not. No, I said Dave said that. I was reading
I
Dave's
tweeted
tweet.
Before. I'm yeah. like, I think heads are going to roll. Yeah. I was incorrect.
I didn't think it was a great episode. I mean, obviously no one cares about my opinion about Thrones, but I didn't think it was a great episode. I thought it was... I liked it just because it's like they make you care about the characters before they all die.
My thing
but
is that I already care.
No,
exactly.
I know, but
they,
it's like little send-offs.
For sure, yeah. But they've just done seven Agreed. Seasons yeah. establishing who and what and why, and we already knew that. I already felt that way. It was well done, but when you just did it,
you could
have
made that
four episodes.
Long.
I loved.
They should have done exactly I said the same thing. Just made because all these other episodes are now like an hour and 20, an hour and a half. Put it on the first one and get back to the strategy and the backstabbing and the manipulation.
What do you think of my theory now that the White Walkers are going to get blown out and we're going to go right back to a human
I don't know if they're
going to
get blown out, but I definitely think it's going to be...
I don't mean it'll
no,
be a good
the crypt
fight.
Is what's going to fuck everything up.
Because they keep saying that.
Yeah.
The crypt and the idea is that maybe the Night King is not even with them, that he's going to King's Landing right now with Cersei.
Did you guys watch Sopranos live?
Yes.
So this is kind of what the end of the Sopranos was like. When I think when you know there's a finale coming and you have like the set time, everyone gets really antsy and they're like, we need death, we need things to happen.
Well, the last couple seasons of Thrones have been carnage. These are two very
right.
slow.
I also, but I said
if you just watch the show, these two, and you
wouldn't get all
the you'd be like, why does everyone get along?
Yeah, well, oh, what's all the hype about?
I also, just because you think last night was a little bit filler or slow or unnecessary, doesn't mean the opposite of that is like, I need dragons
no,
and blood and like, I actually don't like the battle scenes. Next week's gonna be like, probably like a 40-minute battle. I think that's gonna kinda actually drag on. I like it when it's much more about the, like,
plot
I wanna see someone like, do something unexpected, or stab someone in the back, or change sides, or whatever.
As everyone said, the Arya fucking, that was quite
crazy.
Shocking. That was
I'm also...
You'd be surprised how many people, not a lot, but there are people out there who was like, that was hot.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
I'm also, Arya's in my head, every person she talks to, I'm just waiting for them to just like...
I actually said, she's by far the... That's the only unrealistic part of this entire show. She could just kill anybody she wants at any time.
Right.
I mean, she can be anybody.
Right.
Anybody. She can just go be anybody.
Yeah. Right.
You can't kill
her. Walder Frey scene was like the best scene, probably my favorite scene in the whole show.
All of it. The other thing which didn't make me feel overly comfortable was when, so they're putting Brandon, that's his name, right?
Brand,
so bad, Bran, out in the middle, and it's like, well, who's going to protect him? Theon. Like, I mean.
The dickless boy.
Theon.
Oh, all right. We're good now.
Yeah. I tried to kill you earlier.
I know people like a comeback and a redemption story, but like, I just.
I don't know. Here's the only thing I'll say in defense of Theon. When you get your dick cut off, like you should be able to get redemption from that.
Yeah
but
saying.
He's had his shots and he keeps fucking.
I'm just saying. I wouldn't necessarily.
Well, he's got no dick.
Bran is that important, I'd maybe like get someone else
someone,
up there to
someone you could trust.
You,
right. For more than 2 minutes.
You in on Dany still? You like Dany?
She's kind of, she was salty. She was
I
real
don't
salty.
Like when she pulled her hand away from Sansa.
She was real salty.
She is so power crazy and just wants the throne.
Yep.
She's Cersei without being able to admit that she's Cersei.
Correct.
She thinks she's the mother. She thinks that she's all wholesome and good.
Yep.
And it makes for an interesting, like, there are two sides to her. But when she constantly just wants the throne, I'm like...
Yeah, well, what about Fat Boy? He keeps trying to stir the pot. Like, we got bigger fish
Fat
to
Boy
fry.
Interrupts everyone and just goes, ooh, I didn't know I'm sorry.
All right, Fat Boy, it's like... The White Walkers are like in your fucking face, and you're like, did you tell her yet? Just like, chill, Fat Boy.
Relax. Yeah.
Like, relax.
The Brienne of Tarth scene was awesome.
See, but even
I
that,
loved
you
it.
Know what? I actually would have preferred if she was like, I don't need to be fucking knighted.
No,
I
loved
myself.
It just because it
I'm
was
already
like,
at this table for a reason. I don't need your stupid ceremony.
See, I loved it just because
I didn't like it as much as other people.
Oh, her and Jamie, like, that was
I
a
just,
team forever.
I don't like Jamie, really. So I don't like him being like,
why
I
not?
Can knight you. You know what? So much has happened, and I've only watched this show once.
You don't remember?
That I kind of don't remember why I like. Half
just,
the
yeah,
I think
no,
Jamie's interesting because he's had moments where he's really bad, but then he's had moments where he's really good. He's one of the more dynamic guys on the show.
As someone who's just watched all of it, I would have agreed with you up until about the third season that I hated Jamie, and then I started once he gets his hand cut off,
yeah.
And then he saves Brianna Tarth from the bears and the rape and all that shit.
Right,
how he looks like a bag of shit.
Yeah,
now.
He starts being a nice guy.
He still looks pretty good, but. I honestly, that's why even I do those quick recaps I've been doing for a while now, but it's like, I get the names, it's just, I couldn't rewatch it, so.
I think you're right, though, that, I mean, when we saw, preseason, we found out that episode 3 was the big battle, and I think the idea is that they're going to wrap up the human and the dead.
See, I didn't know that.
And then, and then
I mean, there's so many spoilers. The good thing, there's so many people that say they know, I don't trust any of them. Like, there's an article in New York Post about that song.
Yeah,
like Jenny's song,
Jenny,
basically
song
saying everyone in it is dead. Like that was a
which one?
Like
the
song
quadric?
They sang.
Well, that song's about like Targaryens who gave up the throne for love.
Yeah.
So there's obviously with Jon and Dany, there's some heavy-handedness there. So that song definitely has a lot of.
Symbolism. I love Tormund.
Yeah,
he's great.
Dude, just sucking on giant nipples.
And he was like, "Is the big woman still here?"
Yeah.
He's horny as fuck.
Great.
Well, it'll be a big one next show for sure. So
yeah, like
I think it's just a clear divide, by the way, like. I think people like us are going to watch that and say kind of exactly what we just said. And then there are just the freaks who love absolutely everything Game of Thrones puts out, no matter what. I think it's okay to just be like, that left something to be desired. That doesn't but that doesn't mean you hate the show. It doesn't mean that you...
Do you know what I'm saying about The Sopranos? Like, it's not even that you want death. It's just that once you have the set finale, there's like an anxiety to every... Like, I remember watching Sopranos and being like, this is the last season. Like,
definitely.
What's going to happen? Like, why aren't they tying up
when,
these
when they took ends? When they took 2 years and they only have 6 episodes, every minute I feel like
needs
to be
seven,
something.
Though?
There's that. I would love the idea that there's a secret episode, but at this point they can't even fill six. They're doing, you know, they're stretching out
right,
what they
that's
have
what
for
it,
six.
That's what it felt like. It's like we need a filler episode. So it is what it is. Anything post show?
You're fighting with Clay Travis.
Yeah, this one, you know, I'll take the bait here because
you did start. Well, I started. Yeah. I mean, you're in the right, but you started.
I honestly tried. Someone just sent me a screenshot. We appeared on some Stoolie's timeline just next to each other. So it was like they sent me.
And credit to you for not putting that out there.
I tried not to.
A man of honor.
Wanted to be the first to be like, I'm not putting it out there.
Double credit
I could.
To you. Double credit to you for not initially pointing out the difference in numbers.
Nope.
No. Credit to you.
And so he did. Clay did, and I'm sure he's done
Nate
more.
Nate is running over here, so
he's accepted your offer.
I told you. I fucking
you,
knew it.
You're so stupid.
Clay,
for not
Clay invited Dave
that?
On his show. He was like, "There's no." Or
you
Dave,
said
Dave
there's
offered.
No chance.
Said there's no way he accepts
Bro,
it. Of course, this is what he wants. He loves this.
In his hands.
He loves this one-sided
How is
rivalry.
That into
because
his
Dave, he wants you to talk about him.
Yeah.
That's that. Like when Clay Travis wakes up in the morning, he's like, "I hope today's the day that Dave Portnoy talks about."
Okay. Well, he wants to be able to say it's the one-sided
so
rivalry.
Go on
he
show?
Wants the exposure. Oh, yeah. He wants.
He'll go on his Thrones thing. What'd he say?
Sounds good. 8:20 a.m. next week. Work
oh.
Monday
oh, wait,
or Wednesday.
Oh wait, that's not the throw. That's
call,
not.
No, he wants it to be on his like no. radio show.
He took it as just his normal show.
You need to sell a shitload of ads for us.
No,
to appear on his
Thrones. I'll get
like,
back to
do
him.
Do advertising
I'm going
on
Thrones
your shirt.
Show.
Can you Periscope while you're on his and just
yeah, I'll do the
dwarf his.
I'm at yeah.
Yeah, no, no, you go. You go on his show, and we'll run a Periscope of the Periscope on the Barstool handle.
Yeah, I'll go on his throne. I'm not going 8:20 a.m. unless he fucking
8:20. Dave Portnoy does not get up at 8:20 in the morning. For
I'll
anyone.
Go on
no
his
one's
throne.
Doing that.
No, throne. That's crazy.
So I started it. I'm like, and then he did his thing, which is by the way,
he's got a playbook.
People, never mind playbook. It is the most insulting thing for him. He'll never admit it, but. You join the likes of Rappaport, Menery. It's like when you've been thoroughly demolished by my brain, you just challenge me to $1 million
Even
fight.
Just calling you a pussy, calling you a pussy and challenging a fight.
It's
is like the
hey,
lowest
as
level.
Nate, it's like I'm better than you at your job. Let's fight for $1 million. That's pretty much what he did. And then he goes on his whole deep app thing and blah blah blah. But I brought it on. I brought it on this time. I didn't want to tweet it. I tried not to.
No, you didn't. And you didn't point out the numbers, so credit to you again.
I didn't even realize it was attached. But I have nobody to blame for this one but me.
Yeah.
I really don't. I tried to ignore it. It's just so glaring.
You're like a big bear. You put your hand in the cookie jar and you couldn't get it out. Just stuck in there.
Stuck in there.
Just
path.
Fucking going like this all around
just
the
waving area. Waving it. Ah! You just have to smash it and break it to get your paw out. Fucking Winnie the Pooh here.
It is. It is. I have no
just
one
wanted
to blame
a
myself.
He just wanted a smackerel.
All right. That's it.